you hear that?
So we'll open it up to questions.
Johnny, idiot face over there is never going to bring you a title.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
I never would have thought today we'd have a sports twist on the Comey hearing that was, you know, the big story nationally today, just in news in the country. I did watch a decent amount of it or listen to a decent amount of it, but apparently I missed this. I don't know what happened with John McCain, his line of questioning, whatever. I guess people thought it was weird, went over some people's heads. Anyway, he had to release this statement. This is an official statement from John McCain. It says, let's see, U.S. Senator John McCain released the following statement today about James Comey. Quote, I get the sense from Twitter that my line of questioning today went over people's heads. Maybe going forward, I shouldn't stay up late watching the Diamondbacks night games.
What?
He's blaming it on staying up late to watch the Diamondbacks. Yeah, watching the D-backs game. Well, he's from Arizona.
Oh, okay.
McCain from Arizona.
But still.
Man, those West Coast late starts, yeah. That'll get you.
That's going to get started here for the Royals tomorrow because they're going to have three against the Padres this weekend.
I actually really like that. Somewhat endearing. Like, hey, I'm a person. I stay up to watch baseball games. I kind of enjoy that coming out there from John McCain. And hey, when all else fails, yeah, just throw it on the Diamondbacks. Throw it on the West Coast Stars.
When it's one of the biggest days in your career, I would say maybe get to bed a little early that night.
Is it fair? I'm over my head talking about that type of thing. Is it really one of the bigger days? I mean, it's a big day.
It's a pretty big one.
It was an important thing, yes, for sure. Point taken.
Lonzo Ball apparently going to have his own shoe out, thanks to his dad who's pimping him out. But he had a workout with the L.A. Lakers today. That's where everybody thinks Lonzo Ball's going to end up with the way the lottery played out. Well, he shows up and works out, but the media is going nuts because he's not wearing any Big Baller shoes. He's wearing Adidas shoes because the Lakers had to give him some because he didn't have his own shoes. He did not. Apparently, the Big Baller shoes aren't ready yet. I don't know why he's not wearing them.
Oh, yeah. So they're not making them until, I think, like October or something like that because they want to take in the time. This is part of why I was explaining he's actually not as dumb as he seems with the business plan here. They're not just going to make shoes, then take orders. They're going to order specifically how many shoes they need to try and, you know, reduce any excess cost on this whole thing. So that does make sense in a way, but you'd think, I don't know, get like a test model for the guy that actually is the one with his name on the shoe. You'd think that could happen? I am pretty surprised by that, but I'm sure LeVar Ball has a nice, thoughtful, peaceful response as to why his son was not wearing the shoes.
Also threw this out there as well. Nate Burleson was on the Ken Cameron show, and Nate Burleson was a former,
show?
I don't know.
He's like he was a receiver, Nate Burleson.
Yeah, he was a former teammate with Johnny Manziel, and he has pretty much thrown Johnny completely under the bus. I mean, buried him for his time with the Cleveland Browns, talking about how his lack of dedication was off the charts when it came to not so much practice, but like studying the playbook, because he says the Browns gave everybody playbooks on iPads, and coaches would be able to know when players are looking at their iPads, looking at the playbook, because you would have to log in to look at it because you got to keep it secret, right? For the weeks over the summer and fall, Johnny Manziel only looked at it one time during the weekends.
What
he was
year
always out partying.
Was this like this, his rookie year? Well, I guess it's like I understand that putting out a statement like that is going to get you some level of attention, and I'm sure they asked about it, so I don't know the context here, but at this point, it's like, is this revealing anything to us? I mean, I think we figured out this story.
Well, he goes on to say why he probably never looked at it is because of his lifestyle. He was always the first one out the door after on Fridays to get out and do his thing on the weekend. He had a lot of friends up in that area, and he wanted to go have fun.
Oh, well.
So we're not really learning anything new.
Yeah, that's the thing here. I mean,
I was just surprised to hear how undedicated he was when it came wanted to be a star.
One time's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. But we're beating a dead horse at this point. We know that Manziel failed. We have a pretty good idea of why Johnny Manziel failed. Too much partying. This is piling on at this point. Let's leave Johnny Manziel
garbage
alone,
quarterback,
okay?
John, in the NFL.
Down in college. Still got that 2012 Heisman, man. He's got that hardware. He has got that hardware. Well, thanks for listening to the show today. If you missed Todd Lisenby, Oklahoma Powercat Game Day reporter, check it out on the podcast page, newsradiokman.com, the on-demand tab for that. It's been a fun show. We've got a full show for you coming up tomorrow as well. For Mitch Fortner and Tyler Dreiling, I'm John Kurtz. Thanks for listening to the game.